I'm Alexander Agunis. Welcome to No Direction and Everyman Gaming's special event, Season's Beatings, a Yuletide Terror actual play podcast. I've gathered Louise, Param, Jason, and Vanessa together to experience the joy and magic of the holidays in a way that only Pathfinder players can, in deadly combat against horrifying monsters. In Season's Beatings, I'm going to be running these fine players through Yuletide Terror, a holiday adventure that I wrote for Everyman Gaming LLC. Without further ado, let's return to Yuletide Terror. The last time that we played, you were in the middle of a tower defense game, right? Does that sound right to everybody?
Oh, Home Alone style tower defense game.
Yes.
Which Jason is very excited about.
Yes.
I know. You were always super excited about it. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to switch the screen to back to our wonderful abode.
If this is supposed to be tower defense, I want my gnome dart turrets.
Oh, I'm sorry. We can talk about that later. But for now, you have a great big friend. Your 5 golden rings is about to come barreling through your front door.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, remind us, what was it?
So you, in front of you, you see this big, massive reptilian creature that has, like, almost a feline grace to it, that has giant wings and is covered in brilliant gold scales. I don't remember. Did anybody make a knowledge check to know what this is?
Yes, no. I did.
Oh,
and
you did?
I was owed three...
That's right.
That's right. You were owed 3 questions. I am so proud of you that you remembered when I asked you to remember. This is a young gold dragon, and you are owed 3 questions. You also know that it has golden rings on its body, hence my 5 golden rings joke. There is a set kind of like on the elbow of each of its front arms. There's a set at the base of each of its wings, and then there's one around its neck. So you can ask me questions about gold dragons, or you can give me a knowledge arcana or spellcraft check separately from that to ask me about those rings that are on it.
I will do both. But first, what kind of weaknesses does the gold dragon have?
Oh, right. Well, this particular gold dragon is vulnerable to cold damage, like most gold dragons are. You can imagine he's not very happy flying through a blizzard, but hey, that's life. You got to do things you don't like.
Next, what kind of resistances?
Gold dragons are completely immune to fire damage, and you can't hit them with paralysis or sleep effects.
Mm-hmm. Finally, what special attacks might it have?
For its special attacks, young gold dragons don't have the full breadth of special attacks that their adult can have, but they do have a breath weapon that is rather large and will burn quite bad. And instead of unleashing fire, they can unleash a cone of weakening gas that causes creatures hit by it to take strength damage instead of like taking fire damage. Based on this thing's age, you estimate that it's probably a young gold dragon, which would put it in the ballpark of somewhere to like 50 to I think like 100 years or so. It's not even old enough to be considered an adult right now. It's kind of like a dragon equivalent of a teenager, a young teenager at that.
Okay. And I rolled a 26 to try to figure out what's up with those rings.
Let's see. Is that good enough? You know that these are a very rare, very abstract, and very evil, wondrous item. They are called domination rings. Mm-hmm. One ring needs to be fitted over any limb that the creature can use to attack with. So there's one on its head, its neck for its bite, 2 on its wings for wing attacks, and then 2 on its front talon arms for its claws. And each ring has a strong enchantment aura, hardness 15, and a decent number of hit points. While all 5 are attached to the dragon, he acts as if possessed by the person who put the rings on him. But his consciousness is active and aware of what's happening, and if he had purely mental actions, he could take them. Dragons don't typically have those, however. For each ring that gets destroyed, he gains a measure of control over his body, and if you manage to destroy all of the rings, he will be free from the possessor's command.
How easy do they look to slip off?
Not easy. They look like they're magically bound, and if you want to get them off, you are going to have to break them. They can be attacked using the Sunder combat maneuver, effects that damage objects, anything that you could use to hurt or break an object you could typically use.
Okay. What about dispel magic? Does that seem like it might help?
If you were an extremely powerful witch, you think it could. By your estimations, these things are probably about caster level 19, to give you an idea of how easy it would be. So, yes, they're definitely used by people who absolutely want to make sure that they keep their things in check. And the possession is not going to go away until you manage to destroy the rings or you kill the dragon. Your choice. But in the meantime, you guys can roll me initiative while you think about the ethical quandaries of attacking a creature that is being possessed.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I know. This is the best kind of ethical quandary, isn't it? All right. Dragon will be going on a 17.
Uh-oh. Biddle, I lost my token.
Your token.
Oh, I'm some reason I'm up in a bedroom.
Yeah.
I don't know. Were you, I don't know. What were you doing in a bedroom?
I don't know. I'll be up here next to this wrecking ball, though.
That sounds good.
Definitely next to Orm. Always next to Orm.
I know. You're extremely sad after his brush with death last episode, weren't you?
Oh, my gosh. Not leaving Orm's side. No.
Gotcha. All right, Renori, your 17 is much faster than the dragon's 7.
Huzzah.
All right, so with that, it is Biddle's turn. You're up first.
So the dragon is still outside?
Yeah, it's it kind of flew up to the edge of the door from the start of the wave.
I see
currently, dragon. Biddle and Orm are on the second story looking down onto the greeting hall from atop the banisters. They both have impact traps set up there, which means that one of them can take the trap and throw it down, Home Alone style, like the paint can, to try to bash anything in the head, as long as it corresponds to the three squares on the first floor.
Okay, let's see. So it is kind of far away.
Yeah, it is a little far away, totally.
Here's what she's going to do. So if she's going to ready an action that if the dragon gets within 30 feet, she is going to try and use telekinetic hull, which has up to 800 pounds of pressure.
That's a lot of pressure.
It's about strength 25. She's going to try to pull one of the rings off. She also has telekinetic finesse, so she can do sleight of hand and stuff like that with it.
That sounds good.
Cool.
And I have marked on the map exactly where your impact traps are. They kind of go to the bottom of the stairs right up there.
Okay, yeah. They basically swing down in front of the stairway.
Yep.
Perfect.
It's exactly like Home Alone.
Well, we'll sit up there on the balcony waiting for this dragon to come in.
So, Rangvald, it's your turn. You see a dragon like 15 feet from the doorway emerging from the mist and the army in the background. Okay. The army does look kind of... It looks like you've done a significant amount of damage. You know, at this point, you've killed, what, four troops, which would be about 120 dudes, plus all of their monsters and stuff?
Well, we didn't kill one troop. We did set it up shop in a hole and then set fire to the inside of the hole. So,
I mean,
it might still be alive. We don't know.
I mean, there's enough carbon dioxide in there. I'm going to go ahead and say that you murdered him.
Perfectly. It's perfectly airtight? Okay. I will move a little closer to the door, kind of maybe spreading out because I don't want to get dragon breath.
Totally.
I'll actually go to this, make a double movement to go to the sort of left of the tree, and so that maybe the dragon can't see. But also, I will call out. I'm like, Rat King, you think your army is tough? We'll take them on. All of them. Bring them. And then my voice will break embarrassingly.
Oh, good. I totally was going to have you roll to see if that happened, but I'm glad I didn't have to. It just happened.
You never need to roll for me to do that.
Excellent. Oh, right. So if that's your round then, Rangel?
Yeah, that'll be my round, yeah.
All right. The witch Renori is up next.
Okay. So on roll 20, I just threw up a big area of effect there.
Oh, no.
As I cast a spell and threads of web shoot out from my hands.
That's the worst kind of spell. Oh, no.
And this young dragon needs to make a reflex save against web.
Hurry! Evasive action! I rolled a 13, and that's going to turn into a 22.
Okay, that succeeds.
All right.
But there's still web there.
Oh, no. That's the worst kind of teenage trap. All right, so it is the dragon's turn. There's web on the... Does the web go up into the sky, or does it, like, stay on the ground?
No, it's just a flat plane on the ground.
So he's just going to use his 200-foot fly speed, though.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's kind of life right now.
200 feet, is that all?
No, just 200 feet. I'm sure you guys will deal with it. You deal with everything else, right?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have flyby attack. That's so sad. So he's going to fly up and in. He's still flying. He flies right over that awesome pit trap you guys made.
No.
He's still flying. He goes around. He goes around here. He's still flying. He's still flying.
At some point, he's within my 30 feet. Should I try a sleight of hand check, or...
For what?
Trying to pull one of the rings off with telekinesis.
Can you use telekinesis to pull a ring off?
That's what I was saying. I can do sleight of hand, or just a straight strength check.
Let's go ahead and call it a strength check, and you can use your dexterity modifier instead of your strength, because it's your telekinesis.
Okay. Would it be like the strength of the telekinesis, which should be about a 25, though?
Yeah, use the strength of the telekinesis.
Okay, cool. In that case, I'm going to spend a point of burn to make this 1,000 pounds.
Okay.
Here's where you shouldn't have said yes. Which means I can now lift up to 8,000 pounds as my max load, which is...
Can you just pick up this dragon?
I mean, absolutely, you can pick up this dragon.
Which is a 46.
It's only a large creature.
Which is about a 46 on strength.
Well,
If he doesn't get the ring, at least he rips the wing off.
So that should be a plus 18.
So what power is this that you're using again? Just so I can try to contextualize it.
Okay, so I've got basic telekinesis telekinesis. And then I have a power called telekinetic haul, which raises it from 5 pounds per level to 100 pounds per level. So I'd be 800 pounds.
Right.
But I can spend a point of burn, and for 1 minute, that maximum goes up to 1,000 pounds per level.
What I'm thinking of is more is that within the confines of basic telekinesis, because that sounds more like something that you would get from like telekinetic finesse.
Well, so I also have finesse. So finesse
you
says,
do.
Yeah, I can do sleight of hand and disable device, but essentially I just want to do fine manipulation, in this case, pull the ring off. Mm. If you want me to use dex, I can, but I was just trying to make it more powerful.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
I'm trying to think how this would work, because I totally think that with an 8,000 pounds of force, you should totally be able to get a ring off of his body. Let's see, one of his neck is obsessed. Another effect that deals damage.
So while you're reading that, based on some napkin math, if I can lift up to 8,000 pounds maximum, that's an effective strength score of 46 as a max heavy load, which reverse engineers into a plus 18.
So what I'll say is that with that check, it's magically, it's an enchantment effect, so it's not stuck onto him. Okay. Oh, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to go ahead and say is that, you said that was an effect of 47 with
46,
that?
46, yeah.
Yeah, so that would totally beat his hardness. So why don't you, are you trying to pull it off, or are you trying to crush it? Like, tell me what you're doing.
Oh, I was just going to do like a straight strength check, I guess, to crush it. I was trying to pull it off because I have telekinetic finesse.
So what I'll do then is I'll let you use that 47 as your sunder roll to sunder it, and you can just roll your telekinetic damage against it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay, well, the actual roll, 18 plus I rolled a 15, so that's going to be a 33. Is that enough to succeed?
For the sunder combat maneuver?
Sunder combat maneuver, if we're using that.
33 is enough, yeah.
All right, let's rip its molecules apart.
So, which, are you targeting the ring on its neck, its one of its wings, or one of its arms?
Oh.
So there are 5 rings.
Mm-hmm. Let's go with the neck one. That one looks really uncomfortable.
Yes.
So then the damage is, I rolled really low, the damage is
24. Oh, right. Large cracks appear in that ring. Mm-hmm. It is not broken yet, but like courses of magical energy flicker through it. You very clearly heavily damaged.
Excellent.
It is his turn, so he is going to end right here in front of this tree. And gosh, what is he going to do? There's that girl who totally just tried to web him, and he's a dragon who knows all about magic. So he is going to... Oh, but then you were up there blasting him, so you know what he's actually going to...
Here's the question.
Yeah.
The room is reinforced, isn't it?
Oh, it is reinforced. Yeah, let's see if he can break into the house. That's a good question. So, with that fortitude save, I don't think it's very likely. No, he spends one round trying to bust into it. So he does manage to break in, but it takes his full turn to break down the door, and he looks like he's fatigued. So With that, he's going to move here, and his turn will end so that the Sunder maneuver happens. But basically, he spends a part of his movement trying to break in through the door.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, he's not going to get his standard, but he can still fly in and get to you guys so that his ring gets broken.
Fantastic.
All right, so that'll be his turn. Orin, you are up.
Okay. Orin wishes to jump off the banister and land in front of the witch.
Okay, absolutely. It is about a 10-foot jump if you're going to try acrobatics. Like 10 feet down.
Right. Oh, that's not a great acrobatics check. So 11?
I mean, you're willingly falling 10 feet. I think the DC is only 10, right? Or is it 15?
I did not know off the top of my head. I don't do this often.
15 to jump down?
Okay, so then you you land on your tushy and take 5 points of falling damage and are prone.
Okay.
Ha ha! They send morsels to feed my appetite!
Well, while I'm down on the ground then, I'm going to use my improved Sunder feet on the same ring that got crushed.
Okay, you can do that.
Alright.
The ceilings aren't that high, he can't really fly up.
I need to roll to confirm critical hit if that works on Sunders.
I don't think it does. I don't think you can critically Sunder. I'll allow it.
Go ahead. I don't think you can because it's an object, not like a construct. So.
Oh.
That's okay. Roll ahead and go ahead and roll your damage.
All right. 25.
With a 25, combined with the 21 that Biddle did, that ring shatters, and his mouth promptly clamps shut.
Yay!
No biting from him.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
It's actually a little bit more than that, because the mouth is also where the fire comes from.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I was glad for the fire.
Biddle, it's your turn.
I think my ready to action will move me just before the dragon, actually.
It will. You are correct. I'm going to adjust you in initiative. Go ahead, Ragnvald.
Okay. I'll take a 5-foot step closer to the dragon.
You are brave. You are a brave 13-year-old boy.
I am a brave 13-year-old boy. I don't know if my book can break a ring so good.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try it. I'll try once. I'll try anything once. So I'll do a... Oh, wait. I don't have any improved. I might get... attacked.
Oh, you absolutely will. But you could always bane him, because that applies to attack rolls, and a Sunder maneuver is an attack roll. So it would give you +2 to Sunder him.
Sure.
I'm totally not saying that because they want you to use all your rounds of bane.
I still have a couple left. I wanted to do that maybe against someone else. Gosh, but I don't want to get an attack of opportunity.
That's the thing. In the famous words of Ursula, life's full of tough choices, ain't it?
Yeah. Let me try it. I'm gonna roll attack of opportunity me as I come in with one of the rings.
Well, luckily for you, his best attack of opportunity weapon is absolutely his bite.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have that. So he's just going to try to flick you aside with his tail. All
right.
The tail rolls a 20 to hit you. Not a nat 20. A regular
20. Regular 20. Hold on a second. What do I got here? I think I'm 21.
I think you might be.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I am. Totally. Wow. All right.
So the tail hits you, but you kind of just like put your arm up, and your chainmail pajamas take most of the hit, and you kind of just skid backwards a little bit.
All right, here comes a roll. That's only a 19.
A 19 is not going to sunder that. Your book, you take your book, and you're like, break before the power of Odin! And you smack into the ring, and the ring is just there. It's like a second of you pausing dramatically, waiting for the ring to break, and nothing happens.
It's just, can't get the precision with a book than you can with a sword to get it in there.
You hit it with the page side instead of the stem.
Oh, well, there's a problem.
Renori, you're up.
Okay, let me see. Don't like being here.
I imagine
very
not.
Close to a dragon.
Now, if you want, you could always, you know, go through that door into the kitchen. I don't know if you could 5 foot into it. You would still get swiped, but that's up to you. If he's got combat reflexes, you're right.
I'm going to try to... I'm going to risk it and try to run around the dragon and get behind Ringvald here.
So you, like, start running, and you get over there, and you run into the door, and, like, as you do it, the dragon yells, "Foolish boy, your book cannot destroy my magic!" And he seems like, if he notices you, he chooses not to attack you.
He's too busy making fun of me.
Yes.
Okay, great. Perfect. All right, so I've run over behind Ringval, and now I will cast a spell that doesn't really require a save. It's called Ill Omen.
Ooh, boy.
Oh, no. I don't like this.
I afflict the dragon with bad luck. The next two d20 rolls it makes, it has to roll twice and take the worst result.
Oh, no.
But if it wanted to, it can spend a move action to negate one of those rerolls by kind of saying a nice little good luck saying.
Does it recognize what you've done to it?
I don't know. Yes. You tell me.
Feather's going to need to make a spellcraft check to notice what's going on.
Yeah. He rolls a 20, which should be enough for a first level spell.
Yeah.
All right. 20s are his number, even when his bonuses are like 18. All right. Biddle, you're up.
Okay, so there's four rings left.
There are two wings, there are two arms. Yes, so there are four rings.
Arms sound scary, scarier than wings. So let's go for the right arm, his right.
Sure.
She's going to do the same thing she did before. She's going to reach out telekinesis and try to rip that thing off. For the combat maneuver, I ended up with a number higher than last time, 38.
Oh, gosh. Nice. You do it.
But a bunch of ones and twos for damage again. So we're looking at 23.
It looks like you take good big chunks of the ring. Mm-hmm. You actually pull off most of it's like the part facing you. Mm-hmm. But it seems like a current of magic is still in effect holding the ring together.
Okay.
You got to destroy more of the gold casing if you're going to dissipate the spell.
Mm-hmm. All right, that makes sense. And then because all my allies are down below and it doesn't look like it's likely to move in front of one of these traps, it's standing right between them. So Biddle is going to jump over the banister and leap after Orm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, with a wonderful 21 on her acrobatics check to jump.
She jumps over and she jumps exactly like Orn does, but the difference is that she's made of fluff, so that when she hits her rear end, she just bounces back up and steps perfectly.
And she makes a little squeak toy noise when she hits the ground. And she's standing next to Orn, all ready to defend him.
All right. Well, this dragon has not seen what you do to kids who get attacked, so he's going to try to attack Orn five times.
Oh my goodness!
I'm sorry, Ringwald. He does not care about you.
Yeah.
You hit him with a book.
He missed
you are an ordinary child in his mind.
So okay. I can try and block four of these.
All right. First one is a claw.
All right,
did you block?
Yeah, so I was able to use bodyguard for all the first four attacks.
Remember, it has to roll twice.
Yes.
The next two rolls.
Oh, the second one was higher. All right, so that roll is going to be Param with your plus five. Does a 33 hit you?
Yeah.
That was the lower of the two? Oh, no.
It was. It was the lower of the two.
Then as an immediate action, Biddle will jump in the way and take the hit.
All right, Biddle's going to take 13 points of damage.
It's a miss.
All right. Second claw. Are you ready?
Yeah, I did all four. I pre-rolled all four.
Oh, you are great.
So all four, she's going to snap and growl her little plush face and intimidate him and give Orm a plus five bonus to his armor.
Thanks to Renori's ill omen, this time he only rolls a 25 to hit.
That'll miss.
All right. Next, he's going to try to slam you with his wings.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a 27.
Miss.
Wow. The second wing. Oh, I rolled a nat 20 on the first die, and then it dropped to a 10.
Oh.
Nice job. Oh, wait, no. Ill Omen wouldn't be in effect anymore, would it?
No, it was only the first two attacks.
So that's a nat 20.
No!
Going to confirm. I only rolled an 18 to confirm.
Not going to confirm.
Yay.
Oh, right. So you take 8 points of damage from the wing.
Okay.
And then last is the tail, and you don't have Biddle's bonus against this one. I rolled a 28, and with a 28, assuming that hits you, comes 12 points of damage.
A 28 would miss with Biddle.
But you don't have Biddle for it.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Okay.
I ran out of attacks of opportunity.
You will fall before me, boy! None can stand against the Rodent King! It's Orn's turn to prove him wrong.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I want to stand up.
Yeah. All right, you stand up. He's going to swipe at you with his tail. It worked really well last time. Does a 28 hit you without Biddle?
Yes.
All right, you're going to take 17 points of damage.
Ooh, wow.
I rolled high for that one.
Ouch.
All right, you are standing up, even though he swiped at you with his tail as you stood up.
And then I'm going to improve Sunder on the ring that Biddle weakened.
Sounds good.
Okay, that is a 31 to hit.
A 31 meets. Hopefully that gives you some ideas for your turn, Jason.
Yeah, I'm just not... okay.
27?
That ring shatters. Two of the five have been destroyed. He loses a claw attack.
And I thought that was wasting a feat on Improved Sunder.
So good.
Rangvald, you're up.
Okay, I think I would need to roll a natural 20 to do any kind of sundering, if 31 is the number. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to aid Orin's sunder attempt. You can do aids on combat maneuvers, right?
Mm-hmm. It's attack roll. You're good.
Yeah. All right.
DC 10.
Yeah, here we go. I did it.
All right.
So I'll just sort of fake him out with my book. And I'll take a 5 foot step to the north.
Nice. He goes, "Your book means nothing to me." And yeah. He blocks your book with his tail.
Just kind of opening up giving Orin a big opening as he's
as he turns, like he moves his other arm with like the ring on it, and it's like directly in front of Orin.
Okay. I'm gonna quickly yell to Ringvald. If you get behind the dragon, then you're flanking him.
No, I'm already flanking him. I have the flanking.
Well, for Orin, to help Orin flank. I will give the dragon a stink eye and say, "Hey, big meanie, cut that out." He needs to attempt the will save.
I rolled low. It's an 18.
18 succeeds, but he's still affected, and his AC has been lowered by 4.
Oh no!
And AC would include his combat maneuver defense.
Sure would.
Biddle, you're up.
Biddle is gonna sort of like almost like a cat, like push into Orm, nudging him around the side of the dragon. What? And now that she has her tax opportunity back, she is going to delay.
Can you nudge like that? What is this power?
No, this is just a suggestion.
Okay. I was just wondering if there was some weird teddy bear repositioning happening.
I mean, I'd like for that to happen, but I'm too small.
So considering that like he got off a flurry of attacks, and like of the five, three of them still hit, he doesn't really see Biddle as a big threat.
Okay.
So he's gonna start attacking. He has one claw, two wings, and a tail now.
Alright, so I'm gonna forego the first wing and I'm gonna try to block the other four.
He only has three. He has one claw, two wings, and a tail.
That's four.
Yeah.
Sure, we'll do all of them then.
Oh right. First claw against Orin is a natural 1.
Oh, well, you're super guarded against that one.
Yeah, the first wing against Orin is a 31.
Unfortunately, she failed to snap at that one, so that one's probably going to hit you.
Are you going to jump in the way? Are you going to jump in the way?
I can't. I failed. I failed to aid another.
Ah. Well, Orin, from her failure, you take 9 points of damage.
Oh, no. This might be bad.
It goes for its second wing, emboldened. This time it rolls a 35.
But I succeeded.
All right, so you jump in the way?
Yeah.
All right, you are going to take 5 points of damage from its other wing.
Missed.
Squeak! And she like, boom. Because not because she's being hit, but because like her energy field is being hit. Yep. And so she bounces into her own energy field and goes, squeak!
Squeak!
And then it spins around, takes its tail, and tries to bring it down on top of you for the last one, Orin.
No.
This is going to be a 21 to hit, or 31 to hit you.
Oh, that's exactly enough.
That's with the minus 2.
Minus 2 from what?
Oh, I forgot. I thought you evil eyed the armor. I'm my mistake.
Yeah. So that's going to be 14 points of damage to Orin.
Okay, Orin, is my candy cane leaking all over me?
Biddle's going to come back in after that. Okay. I'm going to wait for Orin to move, and then I'll come back in.
All right, it is now Orin's turn.
Okay, Orin is going to bravely shuffle over here.
Good.
And let's see here. Which one of those hurt my face more, claws or wings?
Of them, you think that the claw and is the more damaging of them.
All right, so I'm going to try to sunder that claw. Did Biddle hit one? I don't think Biddle hit one.
No, okay. She hasn't gone yet.
Okay, so improve Sunder on that claw.
Do it.
All right, that's a 34.
That will Sunder.
Nice.
Ooh, only 20 damage.
It looks like it is significantly cracked, and another hit like that would break it, but it is not damaged enough to be broken at this time. Mm-hmm. It's now Biddle's turn.
All right, Biddle is going to shuffle after Orm. She is going to try and defensively use her healing touch to reach out and hug Orm's leg and make him feel better. She succeeds at doing defensively and heals him for 33 points of damage.
Ooh, the big Biddle heals.
The big Biddle heals.
Baby, BBH.
And she's actually going to, instead of using her pool, she's going to take that damage herself so she can recharge her cool force ward. And she is done.
Nice. Mm. All right, next up is Ragnvald.
Okay. All right. I've got the flanking bonus more so with a lowered AC. I'm going to give it a try this time. I'm going to do a sunder.
Are you going to go after the claw or the one of the wings?
The one that's already broken.
The claw.
Yeah. The claw.
I believe in you. You can do it.
Okay, here we go. That, I believe, is a 25.
A 25 with a minus 4 penalty. Is that including your flanking bonuses?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's just barely going to miss.
Yeah, because I also... Can you... Wait, does power attack?
Power attack would give you a minus 2 penalty.
Okay,
to the
I took
roll,
the minus 2 from that.
Yeah. If you have a feeling that if you didn't power attack, you probably would have hit.
Here's the question. Is the fatigue factored into that?
Oh, it's not. That would lower it would be lowered by 2, so that actually would hit.
Oh my goodness. Please. Thanks for remembering rules. I'm going to roll this the holy book, cold iron. That doesn't really matter against the thing. It's only 13 points of damage, which might not get through the hardness.
Well, but how much did you do, Orin? It was 21, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with the
20
with,
even.
With the 20 even. So with that, the rings appear to be damaged a bit by Biddle's telekinetic powers in previous rounds. It looks like the ring takes damage, but it isn't broken yet.
Okay. I tried.
You did. You did good. Renori, you're up.
Okay. Just want to clarify that I probably would have cackled last turn.
I kind of figured. You have a default rotation.
Yes. I'm going to give it another stink eye, which technically it has to make a will save again.
It rolls even worse than last time, but it passed last time. This time is a 17.
Okay, this time it fails. And it's getting a minus 4 penalty to its attack rolls. And
no! Stop staring at me, little girl!
No. No.
Okay. And then I'm assuming you're cackling?
Sure am.
All right. The dragon is going to lift up, and it's going to move itself to be in front of Renori, provoking from Biddle, Orn, and Ragnvald.
Okay. Interesting.
Can I smash the ring as part of that provoking?
Yeah, I think you could do a sunder in place of a normal attack, right? Mm-hmm.
You can do combat maneuvers.
Yeah, yeah.
Not all of them. I know you can't grapple, but I think sunder is one.
Anything that takes place of an attack roll, yeah.
Yeah, I think Louise is right. It's disarm, sunder, and trip.
Mm-hmm. I missed.
Biddle is out of attacks of opportunity until her next turn.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that is a 40?
That will totally sunder.
No,
damage.
35, not 40.
Do it.
Still. Damage.
Oh, boy. That is 28.
You hit it right on the book scuff, and it shatters. All right. So it flies. It is down to 2 rings, so it's got its wings, and that's about it. It very clumsily lands in front of Renori and tries to smash her with its wings. So, Renori, does a 28-9 hit you?
Yes.
Oh, right. How about an 18?
Yes.
Oh, I see. That one I wasn't sure. You never know.
Hey, as it make it 2 attack.
Oh, that's right. It only gets the 1. You sad.
Poor
dragon.
I'll do some rules at you, too.
No, stop with the rules. You take 7 points of damage, Renori.
Got it.
I mean, it's great that it got here and all of its big hitting attacks were taken out before it started smashing on the witch. Orin, you're up.
Okay. Is the tree blocking or hindering?
It depends on which square you're willing to move to. For where you are right now, it's definitely giving it cover from you. But if you were in a square adjacent to it, like this square or this square, the one either like right next to the on either side of Ringwald, then you would be okay.
But
you would definitely have to move at least 10 feet.
Oh, okay. Well, so then we can't stand where the tree is?
No, yeah, it's a giant tree. Okay. As someone who has tried to occupy the same space as a Christmas tree, it is not.
Okay, in that case, I will. I don't think I can. I'm going to move up there, and then I'm going to go for a wing.
Do it. It's only got two left.
Okay, so that's a 32.
That will hit.
Mm-hmm. 23 on the damage roll.
All right, you chip it a little bit. All right, next round goes to Biddle.
All right, Biddle tries to use telekinesis to sunder this thing again. Does a 25 succeed?
That meet.
Oh, okay.
With Renori's penalties and the fact that it's fatigued and all that other good stuff.
Yeah. Cool.
All right, well, I'm going after that damaged one, and it looks like 30 points of damage.
Oh, right. It cracks, and some of the magic is exposed, but you feel like either you would definitely need another hit to in order to break it,
yeah.
Assuming it was, like, a really good hit.
Sure, sure. She is then going to run up and basically push into Ringwald's square, sharing his space with him, squeezing in there, like, I gotta save you. Let me in there.
Okay.
Ringwald, you're up. It's very difficult to maneuver with this bear up in your
grill. Yes. Yes. A little bear. Biddle, it's fine. I will move. I'll take a step over to my right, giving us a nice row of people for the dragon. I'll go ahead and try it. I'll sunder.
Do it.
Here it comes. Ooh, the 26.
That hits. You did it.
Hooray.
Let's see if you can break it. End the cycle of hatred.
11 points of damage.
It doesn't look like any of that goes through.
Yeah.
Renori, you're up.
Okay, I will use a 5 foot.
On your turn, the children are going to be like, oh God, there's a dragon, and it's looking into this room. It's trying to beat up Renori. They all run away.
I will use a 5 foot step to get a bit further away from the dragon. And then I will try to drop a curse upon it. Curse of misfortune.
A curse of misfortune, said. Lucky for you, it only has reach with its bite that you've already disabled, so it can't stop you.
That's good.
So so I have to make a save, correct?
Correct, we'll save.
All right. I roll a 32.
Okay, oh boy. It's there. Well, I will still cackle, and it's still got its penalties to attack and AC.
All right. You are actively trying to debuff it, and you're laughing at it. You hear him yell, "You will not insult me!" And he squeezes into the doorway.
It's a kind of a nervous laugh.
Yeah.
It would have to be, does it have to make another save to try to enter into the room against the wards of the room?
Oh, it would. It would. So it rolls really high, but is it high enough? You guys have been reinforcing the heck out of this room. Mm-hmm. Oh no, it fails by one. No. So it's the wards on this room also go away now because it's busted through. But it is now exhausted. it is squeezing, exhausted, cackled, and misfortune.
Oh no.
Misfortune. It's saved against misfortune.
So it is squeezing, and it's got the evil eye on its armor class and its attack rolls, and it is exhausted and squeezing, and things are just bad. It's going to try to attack Renori with these sick minus 12 penalties.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Well, I rolled with a wing. That would be a 34. Minus 12 is 22.
That still hits.
Oh no. You take 6 points of damage. It tries to get it the other wing.
Are you giving it its penalty to
No, that would be 1 point of non-lethal damage. So that would be, with the second attack, it's going to be a 35 to hit you. I rolled in the 40s.
That'll hit.
So, 1 point of non-lethal damage. It's trying desperately to push its wings through the door to hit you, and like it's like poking you a little bit, but it's not all that painful. You're like, oh, okay. Orin, you're up. It is squeezing. It is misfortuned. It is exhausted. This dragon is being pushed to its absolute limit by its possessing force.
All right, I'm going to attempt to smash again. Okay, that is a 37.
Oh, that hits. The number you need is now, like, in the teens.
All right, and that is 26 on the damage.
So for 26 on the damage, that absolutely shatters the second wing. There is one remaining.
Woohoo!
Fiddle, you're up.
So she defensively uses telekinesis again. Her eyes are still, like, burning with this, like, blue flame. And she tries to rip that ring apart telekinetically.
All right.
She's a bit overeager. I rolled poorly, so I got only a, a 25. You said the number was in the teens?
The number is low enough that that would definitely hit.
Woohoo! Debuffs. And then the damage is 28.
28 points of damage to that ring. It cracks significantly.
Okay, and then she's gonna run. Well, actually, she's in a pretty good place. She's gonna stay there.
Rangvald, you're up.
All right, I'm gonna aid Ornn again to help him hit, even though he doesn't need my help to do any kind of sundering. My sundering is just not as good. So here we go. Let me roll that. That went into a crack. That'll aid. That'll help him out. You can do this, and I'll shout out the door again. Rodin King, we will take possession of your toy any moment now.
Vrenori's turn.
Okay, since I'm going to be the tank now, I will first take a move action to cackle and keep all these wonderful debuffs in place, and then I will do the total defense action.
Nice. It's its turn. Actually, at insulting the Rodent King, it you see it's on your side, its tail whipping around, and it yells, "You foolish boy, I will destroy you!" And it takes its one remaining wing and tries to slam Rangvald with it for the insult.
No! I ate another. Plus five.
Nice.
Does a... You ready? Does a 18 hit you?
It does not.
The Biddle defends you. She kind of grabs you by the arm and pulls you out of the way of the slow-moving wing.
No!
Ornn, you're up.
I can just duck. It's fine.
All right. One more go. Okay. That would have been a crit.
Natural 20!
And another 26 damage.
Oh, right. Oof. So... it looks like if someone got one more hit in, the ring would break.
Ooh.
Boy.
Biddle and Ornn are powerhouses at breaking things. Biddle, it's your turn.
It's my turn.
Do you want me... you know, I will delay until you go then.
Okay. No, I'm not going to try to sunder
it. You're not? No, you should. No. You should try to sunder it. I'm sure you could
do. No way.
Rod of Wonder!
Yes! Point the Rod of Wonder at the ring and let's just see if it turns into butterflies or something.
No. Bad idea. You do it.
Okay. All right. So she is going to defensively... oh, is that going to make it? Yes. Barely defensively cast telekinesis. Rolls an 18 on die to sunder. Oh, and a lot of high rolls. That is 20, 32, 37 points of damage. She just puts her little furry paws in the air and does this maneuver.
So, and as the ring shatters, the dragon screams loudly as magical energy cackles all over it. It looks like it's suffering some kind of arcane, like, feedback from having these rings abruptly destroyed and ripped off of its body. And with that, it collapses stuck in the doorway like some terrible draconic Winnie the Pooh.
That is horrible. In that case, are we out of combat then?
Yeah. Okay, you're cool. Heroes!
You're heroes.
Yeah.
Biddle immediately will channel the spirit of Yule to all living creatures, including the dragon and everyone.
Does not appear to wake up from that healing. It is, like, magically racked and stunned. It's knocked unconscious from that, not from being hurt.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah.
Like, it doesn't have wounds because you guys really didn't do damage to it.
Oh, okay. So I thought maybe it was non-lethal, like, or something that I could feel.
It seems like some sort of psychic feedback has knocked it unconscious.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, she'd probably try to do this anyway.
Well, Ornn's still hurt, too, right?
Yeah, other people Ornn are still hurt. But that's still 10, 20, 29 points of healing for everyone.
I have a very important question.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Does the spirit of Yule taste of cinnamon and peppermint?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And also little, like, pieces of holly and stuff sort of appear on your clothing for a few moments. And little jingle bells and things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I am totally going to share my giant candy cane sword with the bear.
Yes.
Nice.
All right.
Perhaps we should move this dragon into one room or another.
Yeah. Hey, can you pull? We'll push.
Hey, Renori, just give it a good tug.
Oh yeah, let me make a strength check. Here we go. Hey, I got an 11. That's not too bad.
It's an aid, at the very least.
All right, I'm gonna push, and aid. I've got a 20 on my die, and if I get an assistance, that's a 22.
I can help. I aid.
Yeah, I am pushing as well.
Plus 5 aid. For aiding.
You did it. You aided.
That was. I was worried we would have to get the cooking grease involved.
Probably, nice. Probably should push it into the in the entryway, actually.
No.
Because otherwise it has to squeeze out of any other doors to go through the manor.
Yeah, it's going to sleep through probably the rest of this tower defense battle, yeah. So let's just push it onto the rug.
Also, I'm really wondering how the kids are taking the fact that we just threw a dragon in there.
They're very surprised. They were not expecting you to do that, that's for sure. You have some time to prepare before the next wave.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do some more, wards. Wards and guards.
Oh, right. Biddle, what are you going to do?
I'm going to aid people that's probably warding the front room, and I succeed.
Nice. All right. So what did you get for your roll?
Oh, if I remember, you were letting me use my caster level, right? So that was a 25 to aid.
All
right,
so you successfully aid. Renori, what are you going to do to reinforce the front room?
I'm going to use my spellcraft check with the aid of Biddle to try to place another ward on here. So it's a 29 total.
Ooh, that's a big number. You got a nice little 29 right there. Oh, I put it on the GM layer. Did I? I think I did. Can you guys see that 29 right under Renori?
No.
All right, I totally put it in under. There you go. All right, I just got to move it. So what are you guys going to do then, Ragnvald and Orin, since you were the powerhouse team from last time?
I'm going to go ask the kids if they can make some more of those cool bear trap things, because I sure as heck don't know how to do it. I'll help.
Right.
What are you going to do, Ragnvald?
I'm going to reinforce the foyer with my spellcraft.
Okay.
Not a great roll. So there's only a 21.
With a 21, you reinforce it with a 21, I guess. There you go. Enjoy it. All right, so next phase, actually it's the children's turn. What will you guys have the children do? Make the bear trap?
Yeah.
All right, so Orin and Isarin and Wesley and Keely and Raisa will all aid Todrick, so you guys can give me those rolls for them.
Yeah, I got the 15.
They have, all the kids basically have plus sevens for these aids. So.
Yeah.
Okay, one of the kids rolled.
Oh.
Okay.
They all aided. Mm-hmm. Four aids plus Orin's 5 plus 10, and then Todrick rolls.
So he has plus 17.
29.
29 is good. You definitely make the bear trap, and it only takes one phase.
Okay. I'm going to need you all to put it here next to the Christmas tree. Me and Biddle can't touch it, though, because it is a bear trap.
That is accurate. There you go. You can put it wherever you want, Param. Right next to Todrick. All right, next phase. Here we go. Let's start with Renori and Biddle.
Oh, you first.
Can I get some aid to try to reinforce the foyer?
Sure. I successfully aid. My total is 27.
Sounds good.
All right, and with Biddle's help, which is a plus 5, I get a total of 40.
That's the room the children are in, right? That's what you're meaning?
What's that?
Yeah.
You're talking about the room the children are in, right?
Yeah.
All right, that room is almost impregnable. All right, so now we've got Ragnvald and Orin and the children. What are you guys going to do?
Do you want to make another bear trap?
Yeah.
Put it on the other side of the tree?
Exactly.
Good idea. Let's all do that together as a team, as a family.
Oh, right. The Gravity Falls, Taking Back the Falls music starts playing.
Here are the children rolls. Aid. No.
Huh.
Yeah, four out of five aidings. Yes, sorry, Param.
You think it would work if we, like, you know, got some of the I'm definitely acting way more immature than normal. Get some of the tinsel and then hang some of the bear traps from the ceiling in case one of them tries to fly past again.
I don't think that's how bear traps work. They need to be stepped on for them to close up on you.
Oh,
you're making another bear trap though?
Yes.
Yeah.
That roll definitely succeeds. I'm going to give it to
Jason. Yeah, I got a big old roll. Yeah.
There you go. It's right next to Todrick.
I'll probably do that one. So there's not a ton of spaces that people can stand that don't have traps.
That is an accurate statement. Mm-hmm. It is a very accurate statement. And as that rolls in, you hear a very loud, thunderous voice echoing across the battlefield. It sounds like someone is extremely upset and extremely annoyed. Ah! Everyone! Send in everyone! Demolish the house to the ground! Leave no survivors! And so with that, that particular little escapade, three knights mounted on axe beaks can be seen in the distance. They look like rat folk soldiers riding axe beaks.
Oh, no.
Wowzers.
And here we go. Let's see if I can move them to the proper layer like a boss GM. While I'm doing that, you guys can roll initiative.
Oh, finally, a not garbage initiative score.
There we go. Look at these gorgeous rat folk art guys on archers. Pay no attention to the fact that in the picture, one of them is getting hit by a paint can. Don't use that as a, don't use that as a cue for anything.
That sounds like a cue for something.
Let's do it.
All right. One of them rolls a nat one for initiative.
That's the paint can one.
Do you want to move a dragon over into that other room that's not stuck?
I will. You can kind of just leave him on the couch. It's a very big dragon. It kind of fits. It doesn't fit great, though. You have him on, like, the one couch in the room, and then his neck is lying on part of the other couch. It does not look comfortable, but it's about the best you can do.
When my dog sleeps on the couch, his head just sort of dangles off the edge. He just loves to have his head dangling off.
The dragon doesn't seem to mind either. All right, so if that's your new initiatives, Rangvald, you're up first. Knowledge local for the rat people and a knowledge nature for the giant turkeys they're riding.
I'll do a little knowledge nature.
Sure.
33.
These are terror beaks that happen to look like giant oversized hens.
No. Oh no. Are they going to have terrible French accents? Squawk!
You said a 23, right?
Yeah, that's 33.
A 33 is four questions.
All right. Do they have any natural defenses? Good resistances?
It's really tough to get them with things that are... It's tough to surprise them. They have good reflexes, and they're known for being surprisingly hardy.
Do they have any weaknesses?
They are not particularly smart.
Okay. Can they fly?
They cannot fly.
Okay, so not those kind of birds.
That's three questions. You got one more.
Yep. Do they have any weird attacks?
They have any weird attacks? Yes. If they charge and make a beak attack as part of their charge, they get to attempt a free trip if the beak hits.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to wait. I'm going to let them come to me.
That's probably not a bad idea.
So in the meantime, I am going to cast a... Let me sure this is close range. It is. I'm going to cast Unerring Weapon on Orn's Candy Cane Sword.
Okay.
Orn, this means you get a plus two... Oh, hold on. Actually, it's like a plus four to confirm critical hits.
I like that. Ooh.
Mm. Yeah. Yep, that's it.
They're going to get so many cavities with this.
Orn, it's your turn.
All right. I want to ready an action.
Sure.
The first one that gets within range gets power attack vital strike.
Sure. Biddle, you're up.
Mm-hmm. Biddle is up. They're still outside.
They are.
But I can see them from there. They probably have cover from the Christmas tree because she's standing back there. She's going to try to blast one anyway. I think that middle one is in range. Sure is. Mm-hmm. So she's going to take... there's some of the, like, big chunks of those magic rings left on the ground.
Yeah.
She's going to grab one of those with telekinesis and try and throw it at that center hen knight with a 24 to hit. Regular armor club.
Let's see. Are you targeting the rider or the animal?
Probably the rider. I don't want to hurt the poor animal.
A 24 will hit.
Oh, cool. So that is going to be 24 points of bludgeoning damage.
It doesn't look good for that poor guy. You lob him right in the head, and you think you might have given that rat folk a concussion.
Oh.
He looks like he's still in the fight, but barely.
Take that, mean rat. She's actually going to 5 foot step over here.
All right.
All right. So she's edges behind the Christmas tree a little bit, sort of peeking through the branches and underneath the lowest of the branches down at the chicken feet.
Sounds good to me. All right. So as you move, it is now the first of these guys' turns. He can kind of see Orn, so it's going to go for Orn. So it goes 5, 10, 15, 20. Oh no, it falls into the trap, but it's got to make a reflex save, everybody.
You have our wards.
So first it's going to try to break through the ward. The rider is not able to beat it, so he is fatigued, and the mount is also fatigued. So they both get in, the wards are gone, and there's a trap right in front of them. Life is not good. For those of you who don't remember listening at home, the wonderful Dream Team put a giant pit trap right in front of the door on the round right before the dragon came in. The dragon just flew over it, but these axe beaks are basically giant chicken-looking ostriches. They do not have the luxury of flying over this pit trap, and they don't know that it's there. So the mount is going to roll a not-so-great... with being fatigued, it's going to be a minus one. So it's a 20. That is a 20 on the nose. And that's actually going to fail. So the mount is going to fall in the trap. The rider rolls a 2. So they both fall into the trap. I'm going to roll to see how many attacks hit them. The rider is going to take 4 attacks from the trap. And the mount is going to take 2. So apparently, like, as they're falling, the rider tumbles off, lands onto the trap, and then the bird falls on top of him and kind of further cements their doom. So first they take d6 each of falling damage. The rider takes 1 from just falling. The mount takes 6. I guess it's bigger, so the fall hurts it more.
The bigger and, they are.
Yeah, Biddle, how much damage did you do to the rider again? It was 21, right?
It was the guy in the middle. 24. Okay. Wasn't that the guy in the middle, though?
Yeah, it was the middle one that I had a shot at.
Right, okay. So, got it down. So, falling down, he's going to take 1, his mount is going to take 6, and now it's time to see how badly these traps hit him. Perrin, would you do me the honors of rolling 4 attack rolls with a plus 10 bonus against him?
Oh, of course.
And Jason, will you roll 2 with a plus 10 bonus against the mount?
Sure.
All right, let's see how Perrin does. How'd you do?
Okay, so 26, hit. 29, hit. 25, hit. 14.
Miss. How about you, Jason?
A 26.
Okay, that's it.
And a 17.
The 17 hits the mount.
Yeah.
So, Perrin, give me 3d10 plus 36. And Jason, give me 2d10 plus 24.
Okay.
52 total.
Wow, that is a 1 dead rider.
And I got a 33.
That is 1 dead chicken.
Nice.
Aww.
However, I will say that the dead... the stuff in that pit is enough so that the other ones can kind of traverse it. The pit is a one-use trap, and they're like, oh, look, I can just step on that corpse that's already dead. This is great. As you can see, the Rat King soldiers do not have much respect for one another.
Yeah.
All right, so there's a dead guy right there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a very sad, tragic loss of life that you guys have wrought. But that's just kind of how war works. Right, but in the meantime... you hear ska coming from somewhere else, and that somewhere else is actually going to be a place I roll for.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay, that's not good. You guys might not like this, at least. It appears that a bird lady appears from the room the children are in and attempts to break in.
Oh no!
No.
Protect the children.
Look at this. They've learned to attack you in waves. So the bird lady is going to try to break into the room. She rolls a natural 20. Wow. She wants these children. So she flies in here over on the west side. Sadly, I rolled randomly to see whether or not she would walk into that trap that you put right there.
Yeah. And
she got lucky. She got real lucky because she doesn't know anything about it being there. So as she enters the room, she is going to... start singing. Oh, this is not good. Oh, this is really not good.
Mm-mm.
All of the children fail their will saves.
No.
So they are captivated and will move towards her at the end of the initiative round.
Don't steal the children.
Only you can prevent child abduction. There's a real truth to that, too. Please go stop her from getting abducted.
Yes.
Meanwhile, while this happens, the other one is going to go and charge in towards Orm as well. It's going to hop over its friend in the pit,
Come move on.
Over here, and hop in and oh no, there's a yeah, but
hold on a second. I think I'm above it in initiative.
Are you? What's you're coming up on me as a 14. Oh, and it's a 10. Yep. Go ahead. Go.
Okay. So before it does that, I'm gonna cast spell and
oh, no.
complete this nice little area of effect.
Oh no.
Oh, fantastic.
And
I'm gonna get rid of your pink one. Cool.
Yeah. Okay. Well, technically, it's still there. I mean, the web lasts for 10 minutes per.
Oh no, it is so still there.
It lasts for 80 minutes, but anyway, it doesn't matter too much right now. All the snow around them starts rising up in the shape of tentacles.
Oh no!
Trying to grasp at these riders and the axe beaks.
Is oh it, no!
Now, dare I say, Yuletide terror tentacles?
Sure are.
No, not anything but that. Give me your grapple maneuver checks.
Here we go. Plus 13. Okay, 27.
A 27 is going to grab the rider. Now give me one for his mount.
Well, it's a blanket one. It goes for all creatures. Roll one for the entire spell effect each round and apply to all creatures in the area.
Well, that hits all four of them, mounts and riders then.
And they all take a little bit of damage.
Hooray!
What is this crowd control party?
8 points of damage each.
No, the pain that you're causing them.
Oh, good. That buys us some time. Good job.
All right. So with that, it's going to be this guy's turn. He is going to try to break out with a opposed grapple check.
23 to try to break out.
I did not roll a natural 20. So the chicken is stuck. No, that was for him. He is stuck. His chicken rolls a 24. How would that work if he's mounted? I guess being grappled would separate them?
It could. Just pull him right off of out of the saddle.
Yeah, I like that. He is stuck in there, and the axe beak is running wild. So, considering I need a natural 20 for the knights to free themselves from this, I'm just not going to put any tokens out for them, and the beak is going to just leave. It's like, no. So it's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
Is it my web?
they're leaving. It's like, I'm done.
Does it run into my web that's still there?
Oh, absolutely. So
it's got to make the reflex save.
Oh, it fails. It's stuck. It's stuck right there.
Oh my gosh.
The Louise death trap is real, folks.
We've got 16 unique herbs and spices we want to use on them.
That one fails. The rider and the mount over here remain trapped and cannot move. It is now Rangvald's turn.
Oh boy. All right. Let's save the children.
Do it. Save them all.
That's about as far as I can move. My heavy armor.
All right.
I charge into the foyer and say, "Bird Lady, get away from those children."
Give me a will save.
Oh, whoops.
Oh no.
I am very willful.
I know you are. I believe in you.
Oh, but I roll terribly. I got a 15.
You say, "Bird Lady, get away from."
You are
under her captivating song.
Yeah.
It is a very pretty song. Mm. So, so very pretty. Speaking of which, it's Orn's turn. Orn, are you in range? So if I go 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, you're at 50. And it affects... Oh, a 300-foot spread.
Oh, jeez.
So, give me your will save, Orn.
Okay. All right, that is a 13.
It sounds so pretty. You just want to go and sit down in front of her and listen for a while.
Okay. So, okay. Oops, wrong button. Do, 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 do.
Man, I have some real bad news for you guys. It's not Biddle's turn yet because it sounds like something is trying to force its way into the heart room, the one that on the other side from where the is. Mm-hmm. It does not. It does force itself way in, but it is fatigued for doing so. So she moves in and flies a little bit. It looks like another one of these bird ladies.
Oh no.
Are they doves?
Oh yeah, they are actually. They look like dove bird ladies. Mm. So she moves right there where Biddle can see her. Biddle, you are in the spread.
I don't want to make a will save.
Oh, but you want to go listen to how pretty this music is. Hey, Renori, have you ever had to save a whole party from wiping before?
I'll let you know after this.
So, Biddle doesn't have a lot of willpower for a little bear. She certainly does not. She will double move all the way in front of the pretty dove lady.
Nice.
That's what you get because a head full of fluff and stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So, let's go to a more comical approach. This one is dead. He doesn't need to be here in initiative anymore. This one is the harpy. She is going to just kind of walk out the window and say, come along, children.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Here it comes. Renori, you're going to have to save everybody.
Okay. I guess I can do that. All right.
All right.
Let me think.
Oh, I'm reading chat. Vanessa is begging Renori to have silence. It's really funny.
Please, oh please. Please have silence. My plus two will save can't take it.
Move over so I can see her, which probably exposes me to this wonderful song.
It does. Give me a save.
Here we go. Well, I'm not going to cheat. That's an 11.
I guess you guys are just going to follow the harpy right on out of here then. Oh, this is bad. This is really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. This is a series of unfortunate events.
Oh, boy.
All right. So she's just going to be like, all right, come on. And she's going to start flying, and I guess she's going to lead you out.
I guess this is happening.
Well, wow. How am I going to handle this?
Well, once they start attacking us, once they're taking us somewhere to another location.
Well, the problem with harpies is that they have a little bit of Bestiary 1 kerfluffle and never really got updated. There are a lot of people, especially in the PFS circuit, because of the way it is written. Let's see. It works as long as she sings and for one round after she stops singing. And there's a lot of people who take the line of saying a victim within 5 feet of a harpy stands still and offers no resistance to the harpy's attacks, as meaning like you just don't get any attack rolls or whatever against them. Oh. I don't really believe that. I don't think it's in the spirit of the game, but it is an issue. So anyway, I guess this is life. Those guys are sure stuck in that black tentacles, though. Why don't you give me some attack rolls, Louise?
Yay. I can still do things. That's a 36.
Oh, the life is bad for them. Give me damage, please.
That's only 5 damage.
Well, it looks like you kill both of the axe beaks with that. It turns out they only had 14 hit points.
Oh, wow.
So the ratfolk knights are kind of doomed. Life is bad. So, because there's no way they're going to get out only on a natural 20s. And I don't think they're going to get that and survive. But I'll keep rolling for them. Here we go, ratfolk. No. They're very much stuck. Well, it's Rangvald's turn. Well, please, by all means, step into the snow.
Here I am.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
I'm going to climb out the window. This path is going to lead you into a dangerous area, which I'll give to Orin as well, because you're moving out of the safety of your house into a battlefield.
That makes sense.
Me another will save as she tries to direct you outside.
All right, 27 for me.
You are no longer captivated. You're immune to her captivating song. So you step outside with that move action, and you end right here. You still have a move action remaining, and you are completely and utterly not enchanted by her song anymore. You step out, and like the cold snow hits your knees, like it goes up to your knees, and you're like, "What? Ooh. What? Oh, this is bad. This is really bad."
Warren, what
will save? I got a 21.
You do the same thing. You step outside and you're like, this is bad. This is really bad.
All right. With my remainder of my move, I'll step into the harpy's face.
This is bad, but I'm going to go deeper anyway.
Yeah.
Orin, it's your creature.
Smash?
Go for it.
I like smash. Let's see. Smash. Okay, so I'm going to trudge through the snow up to the harpy and then attempt a power attack battle strike.
Okay.
Okay, it's a 25 to hit.
A 25 hits this harpy.
Mm-hmm. Aww, 4 ones on the dice.
Oh, no.
All right, so that's 20 damage.
You don't think she could take that again. All right. So, in the meantime, let's see. You hear, nobody's really paying attention. The fact that more bird lady, another bird lady comes into the room from the other side.
No, oh, well, we were captivated.
Yeah, you're still captivated. Very much so. You guys haven't gotten to step out into the snow yet. So it is now Biddle's turn. Follow her into the snow, Biddle.
Okay. And you will save?
Yep.
16.
A 16 meets. Biddle, you step into the snow and you remember how bad the snow is for your plush.
Yeah, no, it's really bad. I shouldn't be there. So that's like, is the snow difficult terrain? So it's like 15 feet?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I can get that far. 25? Yep. She is going to be sad. So she is going to get a big, like a nearby rock or roof shingle or something to the face. 19 on die, so that's over 30 to hit her.
That'll hit her. That'll hit her. Even with the -4 for you not having precise shot, that will hit her.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Thank you. 33 points of damage.
Oh, she is very, very dead. She is very dead. I cannot stress enough to how badly you have killed her.
You're so not stealing the children!
So, That would have been her turn next. It is Renoria's turn. Renoria is captivated for one more round. The song lasts one round after it stops, and obviously it stops when she stops breathing. So Renoria is going to step out into the snow and get a new will save as well.
12.
You are still. The song is so pretty. You just don't know where it went to. Meanwhile, it looks like a third harpy has appeared. So now it is Rangvald's turn.
Okay, I am going to step a little closer so everyone is within range of me.
By the way, Jason?
Yes.
The harpies, they're calling birds.
Calling.
Three of them.
Yep.
Isn't it?
It's four calling birds.
Four calling birds.
Yep. Oh, no.
Yeah, no, I know. This is why I'm casting communal protection from chaos.
Ah! Oh! Man!
Everyone's going to get a +2 on these saves for the next 2 minutes.
Nice. Do you have enough to hit the children, too, or is it just you guys?
I have to touch everyone, so...
Just the four of you.
And I only get 8 minutes. Yeah, I'm going to have to just... Yeah.
I think 8 minutes will be plenty, hopefully.
Well, 8 minutes divided into four of us, so 2 minutes apiece.
Okay.
All right. Orin, you're up.
And I will basically sort of, you know, as I'm doing it, I'm going to mention it. It's like, resist their songs.
Before
we have to protect the children.
Biddle, do you have any spare fluff on you?
She grabs some off her forehead from when the mirror enchanted her and made her freak out. She's like, yeah?
Yeah, I'm gonna stuff that fluff in my ears.
Oh.
Oh, that's funny. That'll be your full turn, but I'll allow it. Alright, so it is this one's turn, and it starts singing. Everyone has to make me a save. Orin, you get +6, I think, and everyone else gets +2. Earplugs do an extra +4, right? Alright, here you go, guys. You can make it. I believe in you. How'd you do, Renori?
For my save, I got a 23.
You pass. How'd you do, Biddle?
16 on die, so that's 18 plus, yeah.
Whew. Rangvald, how'd you do?
I rolled a natural 2.
Oh no!
giving me a 13, I believe.
You were so busy passing it out to everyone else that you weren't able to give it to yourself before the song hits, and you're just like, oh, that's prettier the second time.
Yeah.
Orin, what did you get?
What? 18 on the roll.
Oh my gosh, I've rolled below a 10 for all 5 of the children again.
Oh no.
Alright, so it is Biddle's turn.
Oh no. Alright, I don't think I can do anything about him at the moment. Ooh, I have an idea. Let's go here and cram the doorway. And how far away is she? 35. Oh, too far. That's fine. Biddle will move all the way behind this little couch here, back into the warmth of the room with the fireplace, and she's going to take this side chair that's sitting here by the table and just fling it at this darn harpy.
Nice.
Another 16, so that is a 28 to hit.
Nice.
25 points of magic bludgeoning damage.
Oh, you don't think she liked that?
Stay
you think
away
that if you did that again,
kids.
She'd die.
Yep, stay away from my kids.
Alright, as you say that, you hear a loud crash coming from upstairs as if something big just pile-drived into the house.
Is it a turtle dove?
Yeah, you think it might be.
Oh no!
It might be a turtle dove.
No!
The problem being that the turtle dove just might be more turtle than dove, but you'll have to wait and see what I mean by that in a little bit.
Oh, man.
Oh, are you having fun yet, guys? Are you having fun yet?
Oh, my God. So many things happen.
Oh, no. Let's see. So as that happens... Oh, that's not good. Oh, this might actually pay off. Oh, that's really going to pay off for you.
Oh, no. What's happening?
D6 for me.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. I just peeked on the map upstairs.
Yeah.
That's 14.
Okay. You hear something very loud and very big screaming in pain upstairs. It sounds like it's coming from Wesley's room.
Oh, boy.
Oh, right. But that's enough of that for now. Let's go to the next person, which is Renori.
Okay. Sure don't like heartbeats.
It's okay. Those heartbeats sure don't like you.
It didn't get to know me yet. I'm a nice person.
If it makes you feel better, they are not nice people.
So I'm going to move back inside to the foyer from outside.
Oh, by the way, give me attack rolls to keep those rat folk knights in place.
Yes, of course. 27.
That is going to keep them all very much stuck. You can give me your damage.
7 points of damage.
Another round like that, and these two guys are probably going to be dead.
All right, so against this harpy, I'm going to use an evil eye. DC 18 will save.
I do not make an 18.
All right, it's got a -4 to AC.
It is a very, very squishy burb. All right, second burb is going to come in, and she also starts singing. You guys can all give me will saves again.
Okay.
Hi.
Ooh, nat 20.
You are not affected. How you do, Param?
22.
You are not affected. How'd you do, Jason?
I am 24 against that one. So
you
I
did not a fall victim to that one. You're too busy appreciating the first one.
The first one.
All right. And did I ask you for yours, Renori?
I had a 26.
Oh, that is very good. You are not affected. This one just is not the singer that its sisters are. I am very unhappy to say that the fourth calling bird is about to enter through the front door, though.
Mm-hmm.
Does it get tentacled?
Nah, it's flying.
But it goes up 20 feet, doesn't it?
Oh, it does go up 20 feet.
Big reachy tentacles of snow.
Go ahead, give it a shot. Give me your attack roll, Louise. Is it the same one, the 26?
For
a new person entering the area?
Yeah, it would be the 27. That.
Ah, that's going to grab her. Oh, darn. What have I done? And she gets stuck, like, right over here.
Yeah.
She thinks she's got a pretty good CMD. She thought she could make it, and she didn't. Give me your damage.
It was 7 points of damage for that.
Okay. Well, life is bad, but life might be worse for you guys if she sings and makes you walk into the area. You'll get a saving throw to break it once you're in, but if you fail that, then you could be walking into his black tentacles. But let's not talk about that. Let's talk about Rangwald and how he's going to be walking over to this harpy over at the top.
Yeah. Step into the room.
I'm sorry to say that the house is really nice and cozy. It's not a very dangerous
place. Biddle's going to try really hard to trip him on his way by, even though she's horrible at it.
Sure.
So let's see. Oh, 18 on die is pretty good, but my bonus is terrible. With a +4 on that, that's a 22 to trip him.
My CMD is exactly 22.
Yes!
He falls flat on his face, and he starts sniffling and crying a little bit.
Oh,
it hurt.
I'll stand up.
Oren, you're up.
I have a quick question here.
Absolutely.
We all have protection from chaos, right?
Yes.
Which works like protection from evil.
Yes.
Which makes us... Are we immune to any new attempts to possess or exercise mental control over the target?
I thought that it only broke things that were already on when you cast it on somebody. Mm-mm. Does it make you immune too?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I guess you would be immune because this is definitely mental control.
And they're chaotic?
They are chaotic, yeah. They're chaotic evil, to be precise.
And then Ringwald, I think, would actually have had his...
you would be fine. You wouldn't be mind-controlled.
Okay.
Oh, you all are fine. No!
How dare you? Protection from chaos.
So why don't we go ahead, Ringwald? You can go ahead and take your other... move to get into this room?
It will take my full move to get to probably about there.
Yes,
you can take halfway
that full move.
Yeah.
And Oren, you're good. All right.
Want to make sure no one actually goes into the black tentacles.
All right, so that's your full move to get there, Oren?
Yep.
All right. Next up is this one. She is very upset to learn that her black tentacles haven't worked. This is the initial one that we thought Varangvald failed to.
Her song.
Yeah.
Her song.
Yeah, so she's like, I'm mad. So she pulls out a morning star that looks like a club with candy cane sticking out of it, and she's going to slam it into poor Orin right there. Orin, how does a 16 do against you?
Miss.
Oh, does a natural 20 do any better?
A natural 20?
Yeah. It doesn't confirm, though.
Oh.
You take 8 points of damage. It turns out that when you're going to throw all these monsters at somebody, you can't really do a dragon, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. All right, so with that out of the way, it's now Biddle's turn. Biddle, you just watched your friend get slapped by a morning star made out of candy. What are you going to do?
That's not nice. She's still in range of my telekinetic blast, so Biddle's going to... she's going to grab one of the... one of the metal pokers from the fire.
Ooh. This is also the room with all the dolls in it. I don't think you burned all of them, just the majority of them.
Right.
Yeah, but the iron poker's hilarious. So she's going to launch that at this bird. Not great. It's in combat, so it's minus 4, so that's only a 17 to hit.
That hits.
What? What? Okay.
Yeah, it hits.
Fantastic. Damage is quite a bit. So her and the metal poker take 29 points of piercing damage as this thing tries to skewer the dove.
Life is bad. She is dead.
Oh, great. Good for her. Biddle is going to run up to the other one and sort of just shake her little paw at it. Go away!
That sounds good to me. All right. You hear a loud yelling sound and what sounds like something big smashing through the upstairs. Mm-mm. All right. Yes. And now it is Renori's turn.
All right. I think the tentacles will continue their assault.
Oh no! That's all you can use to describe what's happening.
30.
Oh boy.
30 is gonna definitely keep all of them trapped.
Oops, got my die. That's 6 points of damage.
Alright. That is going to end the life of one of the rat folk, and the other one is stuck in place. So that is this one that is gonna be the one who dies.
Okay.
Oh right.
And then I will then use my turn to give another evil eye against AC to this harpy in the room.
Sounds good. All right. So, okay. With that, it goes to the two other harpies. This one is going to try to beat up Biddle with its morning star. Does a 24 hit you, Biddle?
It would have, except I am protected from chaos, so it misses.
No, yay. And the other one is not higher, so it misses. The other one is trapped. It does not roll high enough to escape that horrible black tentacles of doom. So it's currently thinking about its life choices. At this point, you hear someone directly behind you yell, "You foolish children! You think you can make a mockery of me and my army? I will destroy all of you and make sure that you get the punishment that the master demands," he says, and then he walks in and he trips onto that trap. that is the caltrop trap that you guys set.
It's the Legos! So,
yeah. Yep. Param, give me an attack with a plus 10 bonus.
Okay, it's a 25.
A 25 hits.
Okay.
It is going to be 1d4 damage.
Okay. And that would be 3 damage.
He shouts, "Ow! Ow! Oh god! Why are there Legos here?" And so his speed is cut in half. Life is not good for him. You've already started off his reign rather not great.
Good.
So with that, he walks in. And he flares his cape and strikes a pose, and he starts gallivanting with a glorious leaping dance towards you. Behind him, you see there's a very large bird with a saddle on its back that looks kind of like a partridge. And he is going to do what he can to move towards you.
I also do a leaping dance when I step on Legos.
Yeah, right.
So he gets to about there. And as he like flourishes with his dance, there are now 7 of him. If you have spellcraft, you can roll.
I'm just assuming there's now 7 rats.
Yeah. 29.
It appears that he has cast Mirror Image.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that does not surprise you. Come on, bring it on. You can't defeat me. I am the Rodent King. It is Rangvald's turn.
Okay.
He's holding what looks like a very fancy rapier. Actually, Vanessa was teaching me something new. I'm going to see if I can do it so all of our listeners can see. Ready? Ready?
All
here we go.
All our viewers.
All our viewers.
And listeners. Listeners
can, if you're listeners, if you can see this.
Listeners.
Cool. That's awesome. You have superpowers? How does
this work? Consult your physician.
Should can you
shift,
guys see it?
Shift Z. So select the token and hold down shift and press Z.
There we go. Hold on. Hold on, let's see. Did it work?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
He is the Rodent King. All right, there we go. It is Rangvald's turn. What are you going to do? Right.
So it's this mean-looking little rat with a golden crown and a big feather sticking out of it, and he's wearing this very regal, like, gray and gold outfit with a fur cape.
And he's wielding a very fancy, expensive-looking rapier.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Rangvald turns around, points at the, looks at the Rodent King, and holds up the Naughty Namakan to his face, and says, Rodent King, your name is definitely in this book. I will defeat you! And basically, in the process of that, I'm casting Wrath on myself.
Oh,
okay.
To gain some bonus to hit and hurt.
Nice.
Should last about a minute, and I'll step into his face. About a footstep.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
All right, so with that, it is now Orn's turn.
Okay. Orn is going to take a 5-foot step in this direction, which is going to do a nice series of power attacks on the harpy.
All right, sounds good. Go for it.
Okay, that is 22 to hit the first time.
That works.
Okay, and a 22 to hit the second time.
That'll hit.
Mm-hmm. The first one does 21 damage.
Okay.
And the second one does 22 damage.
That is a dead harpy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yay.
Nice.
It drops to the floor, this poor calling bird. All right, Biddle, you're up.
All right, well, I do not like this rat. You might be happier if you had a companion like this doll. And she takes the creepiest looking doll she can find and flings it at him.
Okay.
But it completely misses. It flies across the room with a massive 10 to hit, so.
Nice.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, it's fine. You're not done your turn.
And then she's going to run around behind him, probably provoking an attack of opportunity. Actually, yeah, she'll just run next to him.
Yeah, still that's going to provoke. Mm-hmm. All right, so he's going to take his rapier and say, "A servant of the fallen saint, die!" And he stabs you dramatically. Does a total of a 32 hit you?
Yes, it sure does.
All right. So this short little guy stabs you with his rapier, doing a total of, it wasn't a crit though, you're lucky, 10 points of damage.
Oh, that misses.
Oh, yeah, good. You Bing. Were one off away from being crit.
Bing, force word. Word. And Biddle says, Nicholas will always be here as long as those that remain are loyal to him.
That sounds like a Hallmark card. And then you hear, roar. And then flying down from above is this massive monstrosity. It is a turtle with dove wings.
Of course it is.
And so it flies down right there. It is so, I cannot emphasize how slow it is, to the point where when it gets above the stairs, it looks like it just stops beating its wings and falls to the ground. Oh, so as it gets there, it opens its mouth and screams, and a blast of high-pressured steam explodes from its mouth in a cone.
Oh, no.
Is going to be 25 feet wide. I don't know if I can draw a thing like that. Let me see. Can I draw a cone-shaped thingy?
You can. It'd take a little bit of drawing. I was just using the pointer tool.
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to hit Rangvald, but not Biddle and not Renari. It'll just hit... Yeah.
Orn and Rangvald.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the two of you need to give me reflex saves.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Not my best save.
I am sorry, but also it's kind of great. How'd you do, Rangvald?
I got a 16.
You got us. That's not bad. That's a respectable number.
Not bad.
It's not enough to pass,
sure.
But it's, yeah, How about you, Orin?
I got a 6.
You definitely don't pass. It is definitely safe to say that you did not pass that. Oh man, you guys are making me roll all these d6s. Why couldn't you have just passed?
4, 5, 6, 7.
Nah, that wouldn't be good for our audience. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There we go. That's all I need.
Oh, jeez.
Listen to that sound, everybody. This is the sound of pain. Oh, that's a lot of sixes. Oh, this might be bad. So that's right off of the bat, that's 30.
Oh, boy.
Let's see. 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 45 damage. And since you both failed, you take full.
Most of my hit
points. And the extreme explosiveness of that blast, it has completely destroyed the wall for, adjacent to its space. It's just gone. It's not there anymore. Mm-hmm. All the dolls are also completely vaporized in high-pressured steam. And the Rodent King laughs. Ha ha! My cavalry has arrived! It is Renori's turn.
Well then, that changes things up.
Oh, by the way, there are 2 of them, I should say. Because there are 2 turtle doves.
What?
Like, occupying the same space?
Uh-huh. Oh. They kind of look shimmery and not completely there, sort of like the Rodent King. Except there's just 2 of them.
First and foremost, I'm going to continue the tentacles assault.
Sure.
It's a 37.
Okay.
So that's an extra 7 points of damage.
Oh, right. That harpy is still alive, and she's still singing, hoping that some of you will come into the tentacles, but it doesn't know that you're all immune. also, that other axe beak that came so close to freedom, it's going to the great roost in the chicken coop in the sky.
Well, that's a relief.
Yeah, it is all a relief, right. Isn't it? You've effectively nullified those monsters.
Awesome.
So what are you going to do, Renori?
Okay, I'm moving across opposite to where the turtle creature is in the doorway.
Okay.
And then I'm going to fire a black ray of negative energy at it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That's going to be super hard. It's going to get cover. I hope it's not agile.
Okay. I don't even know my attack bonus because I don't... ready to go.
Is this from the wand?
No, this is a spell that I'm casting.
Nice.
This is a total of 20 touch.
A 20 touch will touch it.
Okay, roll a d4 for me.
All right. Oh, no. No! I rolled a 4.
Yes!
No!
That's the number of temporary negative levels it gains.
That's not good. No, why would you do this to my poor turtle, Louise? On your turn, the kids are all leaving this room. And then someone says, wait, we can't leave without the dragon. Why? It's the dragon. Oh, but they all said that it was good. Well, then I guess we're going to hide behind the dragon. That works. So they all go and they all hide behind the dragon while you guys are fighting. Right. So the next round goes to... That one is dead. So it's Ringvald.
I hate to be this person, but...
I don't think I put the boss on.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Yeah. He went before me before, so...
Yeah, no, this is good. Thank you for being this person.
Yeah, because he might murder me.
I don't know if he'll murder you, but it'll at least be amusing. He's going to flash into his awesome battle pose, and he starts just darting and leaping around. It looks like it's straight out of a ballet, like maybe a ballet involving a nutcracker, but you get to be the nutcracker. I don't think that play ends well for the nutcracker, does it?
I don't know.
So it is going to try and see if it can get lucky and just, you know, stab you a bunch of times. Right. 21.
I protect you.
Cool, then no.
Okay, it stabs Biddle instead.
Okay.
Does a 27 hit you, Biddle?
It sure does.
Okay. The last one might not. It's only a 22.
That one will not.
Okay. So that attack that hits you is going to do 10 points of damage.
Okay, she takes 6 after her force ward. Oof!
Okay, very good. Very, very good. Next round goes to Ringvald.
Now it's me. I will, can I tell what this guy is?
With classes and stuff?
No, I just want to know what his type is.
He's a humanoid.
Okay.
He prefers strawberry blondes.
okay, what's his type? I basically want to, you know, use a bane on him. So do I have to pick? I mean, monstrous humanoid rat or humanoid rat styles, rat folk.
Bane royalty, go.
Bane jerks, rat jerks.
Okay. You have successfully picked Rat Folk as your bane target.
Okay. Here we go, then. Two hits. 24.
That one might hit.
Might hit, yeah.
And how about your other one?
Oh, and then lower. 19 plus another 23.
A 23 also might hit.
All right.
Do you want highs or lows to be in your favor for hitting him?
I'll roll high.
Okay. The first one hits him.
All right.
The second one pops an image.
Okay.
All right. So go ahead and roll your damage for that one hit.
13 cold iron damage plus the additional bane damage is 3. 16.
Are you counting the plus 2 from getting a better enhancement bonus from bane?
No, I'm not. So another 2.
Okay.
I'm just counting my wrath bonus.
Oh, no, bane is 2d6 is 2d6 plus 2 damage and then plus 2 to hit. All right, Oren, you're up.
Okay. Well, I'm going to step up to this turtle dove.
Okay.
And attempt several power attacks against it.
Do it. You won't.
Okay. All right. So that is a 12 plus 25.
A 25 hits him.
Okay. And a 23.
Highs or lows?
Highs are better.
All right. You hit him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that is 25 damage.
All right. It seems like most of that goes through.
Okay. And the second hit, did it hit as well?
What was the number?
23.
Yes, that hits.
Okay. Oh, and that is 27 damage.
The turtle dragon does not look good. Biddle, you are up.
Turtle dragon doesn't look good. He didn't take very much damage. The Rat King didn't, right?
He's taken some damage, but it's not like...
It's not
like... He doesn't look like he's dying.
All right, well, I'm sorry for wasting your damage. Biddle's going to 5-foot step here, and she is actually going to, once again, channel the power of Yule to heal her friends, because, oh my gosh, that steam breath was horrible.
Oh, yeah.
It smelled bad, too. So that was 10, 22, 24 points of healing to every living creature within 30 feet, which it should be, including the Rat King, everything but not that dragon.
You fool, you dumb bear, you have healed me as well. And it looks like all of his damage goes away.
But I saved my friends.
I will stab them again.
You haven't stabbed me yet.
I will start with the bear. Everyone knows go for the healers first.
We do?
Next up is the dragon turtle. The dragon turtle is not looking great. It's hurt. It's got 4 negative levels. It looks like it's badly burned. You think it might have walked into your scathing hot trap that you put on the windows?
That's right, upstairs.
upstairs. And that does the 4d6 fire damage and also sickens it. So it's not great. It doesn't look like it's super hurt. This particular dragon turtle seems like it's adapted for the cold weather rather than for the hot environment, like most dragon turtles would be. So it's not a very happy turtle right now. So it is going to try to bite Orm with its not happy turtle mouth, with a pretty substantial penalty. Does a 30 hit you, Orm?
Yes.
No. All right. I guess that penalty was not penalizing enough. So it's going to do 16 points of damage initially.
Oh.
And then as it bites you, a volt current of electricity courses through it into your body, causing another 10 points of electricity damage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is not great.
And now it's going to try to rend your body with the claws on its front flippers.
Oh, boy.
That actually might miss, though. That's a 14 to hit you.
That misses.
And the second roll is going to be a 28.
That hits.
All right. That is going to be 12 damage from the claw damage and another 6 electricity for a total of 18.
Good night, everyone.
Oh, no.
Did you die or are you just unconscious?
I am unconscious.
Okay. The dragon turtle roars and the Rat King yells, "See, you foolish bear, you cannot stop the Krampus." Renori is up.
Okay. Far is he too far for me to get? Not great. I always have to change my plans.
Oh, I know. I'm so mean like that. I make you constantly reevaluate your life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I will call it good right here. I'm gonna use my evil eye on the rodent king.
Uh huh.
Targeting his saving throws.
Okay. His saving throws. It's a will save, correct?
Correct.
He rolls a 21.
Okay. Well, he's still affected, and I will cackle to maintain it for an extra round.
Sounds like you are building up to something. Give me your roll against that harpy who's still stuck in your tentacles.
Oh, yes, of course.
I mean, you could nat one.
He's immune, isn't he?
No, it's for the black tentacle spell.
Oh, okay.
30.
That is the opposite of a nat one. Go ahead and roll your damage.
8 points of damage. That was 8 points of damage.
Oh, it's stuck there still. It did not roll a nat 20 to get out, so it's just continually struggling against this horrifying thing. Next round goes to... Oh, that guy is dead. He doesn't need to be out here anymore. And then it is Boss Man's turn. He turns around and says, "I'm tired of your antics, bear. I will destroy you now before I take my vengeance upon these children."
Bring it!
I shall! 34 to hit Biddle.
Oh, yeah. What? AC 24.
27.
25 if he's chaotic. Was it?
He is not chaotic, okay, but a 27 for the second attack.
Yep, that'll hit too.
And the final attack is only a 23, so I think that one misses.
That one misses. I also have to point out at this time, if any of the damage is precision damage, I have fortification.
Okay, that is good to know.
Is any of it precision?
Only 2 points is, so you can subtract... No, I have to roll, right?
Yeah, it's 30%, so I'm going to roll a couple d20s, and
give me 1 through 6
will avoid that. Neither avoid, oh well.
Okay. 9 damage, and then another 8 damage. So 17 altogether.
Oh, psh.
All right. Next round goes to Rangvald.
Okay, I will continue my baning. Where did I put my rounds per day of that? I think I still had 3 left. Oh, I figured that out later. I definitely have 2. So here comes the first hit. Big old numbers, 17 plus a bunch. It's like 30 at least.
Ooh, so that's gonna hit, but you're gonna have to give me a roll against his thing. So do all your attacks, and then I'll have you roll individually.
Yeah. Have me roll now. You say, natty one.
Oh no, I'll roll for it. It's fine. So let's see, there's 6 of them left. Let's see. Do you want highs or lows?
Highs.
All right, I rolled a 4, so you hit.
Oh, okay, great, terrific, great. It's 9, 11, 16, 20 points total.
Hey, you put back all the damage that Biddle healed.
Yeah, take that.
Orm is unconscious. Give me a stabilize check, Orm.
I successfully stabilized.
You did it. Biddle, it's your turn.
All right, let's see. I really need to save my buddy who's unconscious. So I'm going to provoke from this Rat King.
Okay.
And I'm going to run all the way behind Orm so he can take a swing at me.
Does a 28 hit you?
Sure does.
Give me your precision thing.
No fortification, unfortunately.
Okay. So that's going to be a total of... So it'll be 16 points of damage.
Oof, that was a good hit.
Yeah.
And she is going to reach out and heal Orm directly for next. 36. Oh, too many ones. Let's see. That is 32 points of healing. Ooh. She gets 8 points back on her force ward.
Nice.
All right. Well, the problem is that it's its turn, and now I don't think it can move through Orm's square because he's conscious again. Yeah. So it's gonna have to attack him.
Okay, I screwed up. I meant to leave my token on top of him, but I didn't because I'm under it and I didn't want to be able to click on it. Okay. Oh, well.
All right. That's life. Are you ready to give him some bonuses?
If I can...
You have the bodyguard feat. It's going to attack Orn.
Yeah, I was just... Before I was on him, but then, like... Okay, so this is just technical stuff. So I was on him, but, like, I can't select my token to change numbers, so... Sure. If it's attacking him, I'm standing over him.
Oh no! If you're there, it's going to attack you instead.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, no, bring it on.
You're the one that's up. You're big. It's to its brain. You are bigger because you are taller.
Oh, that works.
See,
okay.
Does that make sense for his intelligence? Oh, no, he's not human intelligence. It just watched you healed him. It's going to eat you.
Oh, good. Yeah, okay.
That's 31. No, wait, minus 6 is going to be 25.
Is it chaotic?
No.
Okay, yeah, that hits. Either way, I can.
All right. Next one is going to be 23.
Miss.
And the last one is going to be 29.
Hit.
Do you have any resistances against electricity?
No.
All right.
Just that fortification.
The bite is going to do 9 points of damage, and then you take 9 points of electricity for a total of 18.
All right. 10 points of real damage.
And the claw that hits you is going to do 6 points of physical damage and another 5 of electricity for a total of 11.
Okay.
And yeah, so the turtle is there. The turtle made it to the players. Renora, you're up.
Okay, I'm going to roll for the black tentacle first.
Do it.
Ooh, there it is. A natural 1.
She's free! Free! Oh, no. Free to conquer all of you!
Okay, and then I'm going to bestow misfortune upon the rodent king, and he has a minus 4 to his save against this.
Okay. All right, let's see how he does on this saving throw. Natural 20.
Okay.
So he is misfortune for one round.
No, he's not. Misfortune. Misfortune is, yeah.
Gotcha. Saving. All right, it's his turn. He says, aha, the bear has left. You are all that stands before me, boy. And he's going to get ready to start poking holes in the child. All
right.
All right. First roll is only a 23.
That's actually going to hit me.
The second roll is a 21.
That is also going to hit me.
So it's Heave right now. He's just checking to see how good your defense is, and he's found you lacking.
Mm. Yes.
The first hit is going to do 14, and the second hit is going to do 16. Ha-ha! You are right. Much easier to poke than the bear.
Oh, boy. All right.
Very... So at that moment, the harpy is going to move. It's going to move 10, 20, 30, 10, 20, 30. So it's still in the black tentacles. It tried its very best. It could not escape. Rangvald, you're up. You have been hurt.
I am very hurt. but I am not backing down from this fight. There's something you ought to know about me, Rodent King.
What's that, boy?
I am no boy. Boy.
You sound like a boy. You look like a boy. You bleed like a boy. You are a boy.
Oh, no. Only a 17.
Oh, his blustering has thrown you off.
Yeah, it's really got me off. And then the next one is less than that.
You fight like a boy, too.
Shoot.
Orin, you're up.
Okay. I am going to grab my sword off the ground.
Okay.
And from a laying position,
yeah,
attempt to power attack Battle Strike the turtle.
Okay.
Oh, goodness. I've got a lot of penalties.
You have so many penalties.
All right. 23.
A 23 will hit, but now you have to tell me evens or odds because it's got an image.
Evens.
All right. Odds. You pop the image.
No.
Oh, no.
Biddle, it's your turn.
Oh, boy. How bad is Ringvald looking?
I only have 8 hit points left at the
so
moment.
So bad. Okay, cool.
So pretty bad. pretty darn bad. Sorry to have you running back and forth here between these two fights.
No, it's okay. I'm trying to figure out if there's a place I can stand. Nope, there sure isn't. Ah, everything is so close-quartered. Okay. All right, Orim, you got this. Biddle is going to run back over here. He's just going to run behind you and touch you and heal you.
Okay.
Okay. Is this going to... No, it won't. Okay, great. Yeah, she's going to run over here and touch you and heal you for... It's a direct heal, so it's a little higher. 27 hit points back.
All right.
She restores 8 points of her own force ward, and she's looking pretty shaky, pretty raggedy.
Next round goes to the turtle, and steam starts billowing out of its mouth. It probably will be able to do it next round, but it might not matter if Orin drops, so it's going to try to attack Orin. First, its bite. You are prone, correct? You didn't stand up.
That is correct.
All right.
Oh, boy.
So, does a 22 hit you while you're prone?
Yes.
Okay. This number might miss. This is actually only a 16.
Miss.
This number is... Wow, this is a 15.
Miss.
Wow, I rolled a 4 and then a 3.
Okay.
But this number is a 16. So this claw is probably going to hit.
16 misses.
Oh, wait, no, I did... No, that's not an attack it has right now. So it gets one hit. All right, so let's do some damage to Orin, everybody.
Yeah, I think that was a 16 on die.
Oh. Yeah, that was high. So that's going to be 15, 16, 17 damage altogether. 10 of it is electricity. The rest of it is just bite power. Renori,
you are as bad as it could have been.
Yeah.
Okay. Black Tentacles will try to recapture the harpy. 27.
It's recaptured. Do your damage.
Okay, it's only 5 points of damage.
Oh, that's a lot to a harpy. Go ahead.
Okay, and I'm going to cast a spell upon the Rodent King. He needs to attempt a fortitude save. And he's got a -4 to his saves. So.
He shouts out defiantly, "You cannot affect me with your magic, witch! My life is charmed!" And fortitude save. And you said he has a -4?
Yeah, because of the...
I rolled a 16.
Okay, that meets it. So
he does
not become permanently blinded.
Ah, it appears that he has used his charmed life ability in order to dodge the worst of that. Next round.
Right, I cackle to maintain all that. Okay.
I grow weary of your bickering, child, and he 5 foot over here. And, well, Renori, you've been pretty safe so far. You probably have tons of hit points, right? Right?
Something like that.
The first roll to hit you is going to be a 24.
That's a hit.
The second roll is a 19.
Yep.
And the last roll is a 16.
Is he a chaotic creature? Would I get a bonus against
him? He is not chaotic.
Okay, now then that hits.
Okay. Man, I have not been rolling great for this guy. 16 damage on the first hit.
Good enough.
16 damage on the second hit. Never mind, I take this back. And, oh my gosh, I got max damage 3 times in a row. 16 damage on the third hit.
Oh boy.
I fall unconscious.
Your friends fall one by one, bear. Rangvald.
Oh!
Unravel yourself. Show them how weak you truly are.
No. Alrighty. Here we go. This is my last round of Sacred Word.
You can do it. I believe in you.
I'm going to step in and take 2 attacks, swinging the book left and right. I try to brain this at guy, even though he's got like a million images left. Oh my god, I'm rolling so bad.
Pop those images.
18.
And 18 is not going to hit him, but it's close enough that you pop an image.
Pop an image, yeah.
Good.
Oh my god, I can't roll over a 10. All right, no.
What'd you get?
F14.
Not good enough to pop an image.
No.
Orin, you're up.
Dice fail me always.
Pop the turtle image?
Yeah, there's no more turtle. Okay. There's just one.
In that case, I'm going to stand up.
Okay.
And then I'm going to smack him in the face with a battle strike.
Okay. He is not taking his attack of opportunity on you for some reason.
Mm-hmm. I need to roll to confirm the critical hit.
Oh, no.
Yes.
You made a great mistake.
And how much does it? It's a +4 for your cool special spell, right?
It depends on if it's been 8 rounds since I've cast it.
I think it may have been chewed on by this turtle for 8 rounds.
Yeah, so it might, I think that spell has dissipated by now.
Oh darn! Okay, in that case, I have a 25 on the confirmation.
A 25 on the confirmation. Is that your final answer?
Yes,
confirmed.
Okay. All right, so I need that dice, and that dice, and that dice. There is 10, there is 20, it's 25, plus 32 is 57.
And with a single blow, you crack his turtle shell in half. His wings fall to the ground. He is dead. Oh man, that was bad.
Oh boy.
You guys almost all got breath.
Yeah, would have been the end of the game, end of the campaign.
Next up is Biddle. No! No! No, my pet!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Perfect, that's where I want to be. All right, now that Biddle can do geometry, she runs over to the edge of the bookcase. So all of her friends are in 30 feet, and the Rat King is not. And the dragon turtle is completely out of line of effect. And she channels the power of Yule once again, calling on Saint Nick to save them. She ends up... Ooh, this is nice. 18, 21, 26? Yeah, 26 points of healing to everybody in range, which is everyone but the Rat King.
Oh my gosh, back up to full.
Good.
Super good.
Nice.
And she is, and she gets another 8 points back in her force ward. She's looking even a little better herself.
The harpy does not escape. It is now Renori's turn.
All right, this is my probably my last round of black tentacles. So,
I mean, everything that was in it is now dead. It's just a tentacle field of corpses now.
Well, I still have to roll some damage, don't I?
Against the corpses, sure.
Isn't the harpy still up?
Oh yeah, she is still up. Never mind.
Yeah. So that's a 29.
That maintains.
And that's 10 points of damage.
The harpy dies.
Aha.
Now it is truly a field of corpses.
Just as the black tentacles disappear.
Yep. So what are you going to do?
Okay, I am awake.
You're conscious now. You're on the ground. You're tasting carpet.
Yeah, at the feet of the rodent king. Oh, boy.
There's a nice shag rug right under you. Man, oh man, it hasn't been cleaned in the Nightmare Manor.
Yeah. No. I'm going to cast defensively.
Okay.
There's no sense in trying to crawl away.
Stop all delaying right. The inevitable, bear!
I succeed at casting defensively. I target him as a living creature, and he needs to attempt a will save.
Okay. Is this a sonic or language-dependent effect?
It is not.
Oh, no.
16.
That's a failure. Now I need him to attempt a fortitude save.
Oh, Lord. I hope this works.
I rolled a 17.
That's a failure. He sees me get up and say, leave all my friends alone, and for just a moment he sees me as an adult once again, and he becomes overpowered with fear as a phantasmal killer strikes him.
Yes!
So as the phantasmal killer comes out, he says, no, I did what I had to for power. No! And he starts motioning around his body as if, like, people were stabbing him from all directions, and then he just collapses dead.
He saw all of his rodent friends turn on him and murder him.
Yes.
All right. So, what do you guys do now?
Be exhausted.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure collapsing in a heap is the answer.
Do you loot his body?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll see what he's got on him.
You get a potion of cure serious wounds. You get a +1 rapier.
Cool.
A +2 mithril chain shirt. A belt of incredible dexterity +2.
Ooh.
A cloak of resistance +1. A light crossbow sized for a small creature. It includes 10 crossbow bolts. And there is fine jewelry worth 1,850 gold pieces. And as someone picks up the rapier to inspect it, it immediately changes into a candy cane rapier instead of the fine, elegant specimen it once was. And the mithril armor collapses into one of those badges with a +2 enhancement bonus.
Oh, okay.
It also makes your armor count as being made of mithril if it matters for anything special.
Cool.
Is it?
What's that?
What was that?
Okay.
This belt looks kind of fancy. Does anyone fancy a belt?
So as you say that, you hear outside growling and growling, and the remnants of the army start charging the manor. As this happens, the bathroom door springs open, and Budson comes out and yells, "Everybody back!" And so the kids just, like, scramble away. And as it does, you hear what sounds like china breaking and shattering inside the bathroom.
Oh, my gosh.
The walls start breaking and falling apart, and everyone takes cover behind the couch. And in a single moment, the house walls just explode. In its place is a rather large machine that it sounds like many of you have never seen before. But it looks kind of like this.
Does it look like a giant locomotive?
It does. It is a giant locomotive.
Fantastic. Are there magical artifact cookies on this giant locomotive?
Bunsen shrugs and says, "I don't know, but get on."
Oh, will do.
Let's go.
Oh, what about our dragon friend?
We can lift heavy things.
Yeah, we can drag him on board.
Oh, okay. She'll...
Oren, help me drag this dragon on board.
No, I have an idea. Put him on the couch.
Oh, yeah, he's already on the couch.
Okay, so then she uses telekinesis to lift up the couch. Is he more than 800 pounds? Probably.
No, he's a large dragon. He's not 1,000. He's more than 800.
Yeah.
But don't you still have telekinetic collective?
It's only for a minute, so I will spend another point of burn to be able to lift 8,000 pounds worth of dragon on this couch. Because I can't lift the dragon, but I can lift the couch.
You did it! And with that, a massive crash thunders through the halls of the Perenda Manor, clamoring above the clashing steel permeating the halls. Moments later, thick gray smoke pours into the room from the kitchen, accompanied by Budson's voice. Quickly, everyone, I've done it! The train is ready! All aboard the Yuletide Express! Next stop, Crindle Square! As the doors of the Yuletide Express slam shut behind you, a thunderous steam whistle from the front of the train echoes throughout the landscape. The train's engines roar to life, its wheels uttering a heavy sigh as they slowly spin into a rhythmic chug. A swirl of ice and snow surrounds the train, conjured by some unseen force. In mere moments, the nightmarish visha of the Perenda Manor vanishes around the Yuletide Express as it charges forward into the swirling snowstorm ahead. When the snow fades, the train is chugging along a snow-covered countryside along steel tracks, the Perenda Manor long behind it. Congratulations, you survived the Siege of the Rodent King.
Boy, oh boy, that was close.
Yeah, whew, you did it. I am super proud of you guys. With that, you are now ninth level.
Yeah,
boy. Yep, congratulations, you're now ninth level characters. That brings us to the end of this episode of Season's Beatings, a Yuletide Terror actual play podcast. From the cast here at Season's Beatings, harrowing holidays to all, and to all, a good fright. If you're interested in reading or running the adventure we're playing, Yuletide Terror, you can find the perfect place to pick up your own copy at everymangaming.com/Yuletide-Terror. This actual play podcast wouldn't have been possible without the hard work of four outstanding artists, Jacob Blackman, Liz Quartz, Eric Frankhaus, and Mew. Jacob Blackman is a lightning-fast illustrator who drew all of the art in both Yuletide Terror and for all the tokens that viewers of the actual play video have been seeing. Jacob is always taking commissions, so shoot him an email at commissionprodigyduck.com. Liz Quartz is a stellar illustrator, cartographer, and coding genius who created all of the battle mats for the Yuletide Terror adventure. She takes commissions for hand-drawn character illustrations, cartographic work, and nifty bits of physical artwork, which you can commission through her Facebook page at facebook.com/RPGGeek. Eric Frankhaus is a fantastic illustrator, cartographer, and world-building consultant. He drew the Holly Glen map that you saw in episode 1 of Season's Beatings, which is also featured in the Yuletide Terror adventure. Eric does phenomenal work, and I can't recommend checking him out at ericfrankhaus.artstation.com enough. That's Eric with a K, mind you. The entire cast wants to extend a special thank you to Mew of YouTube fame. Mew is a dark music artist, and all of the spooky sounds you've heard throughout Season's Beatings are used with their blessing. If you like the music in Season's Beatings, maybe you want to go and use some of it for your own campaigns, then please go check out Mew's YouTube page at youtube.com/MewG. That's M-Y-U-U-J-I.